Welcome to Zichud Daf Siman Memor by Avram Goldhar and Dear Masechus Ksubas Daf Zayin. The first parak Besula Nisays. The Zichud Masechus Ksubas program has been generously sponsored as a schus for Hachazachas Torah. So the three daf's are going to focus on number one. The Gemara brings contradictory statements from Rav Huna, where the Sheva Brachas are recited when an Almana gets married, and suggests that he holds that Sheva Brachas are recited when a Bachar is marrying an Almana, and are not recited when an Alman, a widower, marries an Almana. The Gemara objects that Sheva Brachas are not required in that case, for Rav Nachman said that Huna Bar Nassan told him that a Brais had taught, Menanu Birchas Chasani Basar, from where do we know that Sheva Brachas are only recited when there are 10 men present? For the Pasuk states describing the marriage of Boaz and Rus, V'yikach Hasara Anashim Mezigni Ha'ir, V'yomer Shvu Po V'yeshvu. He took 10 men from the elders of the city and said, sit here, and they sat. Now Boaz was an Alman, a widower. As Rashi explains, Boaz was the judge Itzvan, who had 30 sons and 30 daughters. So we see from here that Sheva Brachas are recited when an Alman and an Almana marry. The Gemara answers, when Rav Huna said that when an Almana marries an Alman, she does not require Sheva Brachas, he meant, she does not require Sheva Brachas for all 7 days, but she does require Sheva Brachas for the first day. Point number two, the Gemara asks, Birchas Erison Mai Mevarach, what does one recite for the Bracha of Erison? Ravim Bar Rav Ada and Rabba Bar Rav Ada both said in the name of Yehuda, Baruch Ata Hashem, Asher Kishlan Mitzvoisav, Vitzivanu Arayos, who has sanctified us with his mitzvahs and commanded us regarding Arayos, Vasalanu as Arusos, who forbade Arusos to us, Vihitilanu as Nesuos El Yedei Chuppa V'Kedushin, and permitted to us those women who are Nesuos through Chuppa and Kedushin. Rav Acha Breda Rava concluded it in the name of Yehuda as follows, Baruch Ata Hashem, Mekadesh Yisrael Yedei Chuppa V'Kedushin, who sanctifies Yisrael through Chuppa and Kedushin. The Gemara explains that those who hold that there is no need for a concluding bracha hold that the bracha is like a bracha on fruit and a mitzvah. And those who do require a concluding bracha hold that it's similar to Kiddush since it speaks of Kedusha. And point number three was taught in a braisa, Mevarachim Birchas Chasanim Basara Kol Shiva. We recite Sheva Brachas in the presence of 10 men all 7 days. Rav Yehuda said, V'hu Shabo Panim Chadashos. This is provided that new faces come to the meal. Rashi defines Panim Chadashos as those who are not there the previous day. So once again, the 3 points are number one. The Gemara brings contradictory statements from Rav Huna, where the Sheva Brachas are recited when an Almana gets married, and suggests that he holds Sheva Brachas are recited when a Bachar is marrying an Almana, and are not required in an Alman, a widower marries an Almana. The Gemara objects that Sheva Brachas are not required in that case, for Rav Nachman said that Huna Bar Nassan told him that a Brais had taught, Menanu Birchas Chasani Basar, from where do we know that Sheva Brachas are only recited when there are 10 men present? For the Pasuk states describing the marriage of Boaz and Rus, V'yikach Hasara Anashim Mezigni Ha'ir, V'yomer Shvu Po V'yeshvu. He took 10 men from the elders of the city and said, sit here, and they sat. Now Boaz was an Alman, a widower. As Rashi explains, Boaz was the judge Itzvan, who had 30 sons and 30 daughters. So we see from here that Sheva Brachas are recited when an Alman and an Almana marry. The Gemara answers, when Rav Huna said that when an Almana marries an Alman, she does not require Sheva Brachas, he meant, she does not require Sheva Brachas for all 7 days, but she does require Sheva Brachas for the first day. Point number two, the Gemara asks, Birchas Erison Mai Mevarach, what does one recite for the Bracha of Erison? Ravim Bar Rav Ada and Rabba Bar Rav Ada both said in the name of Yehuda, Baruch Ata Hashem, Asher Kishlan Mitzvoisav, Vitzivanu Arayos, who has sanctified us with his mitzvahs and commanded us regarding Arayos, Vasalanu as Arusos, who forbade Arusos to us, Vihitilanu as Nesuos El Yedei Chuppa V'Kedushin, and permitted to us those women who are Nesuos through Chuppa and Kedushin. Rav Acha Breda Rava concluded it in the name of Yehuda as follows, Baruch Ata Hashem, Mekadesh Yisrael Yedei Chuppa V'Kedushin, who sanctifies Yisrael through Chuppa and Kedushin. The Gemara explains that those who hold that there is no need for a concluding bracha hold that the bracha is like a bracha on fruit and a mitzvah. And those who do require a concluding bracha hold that it's similar to Kiddush since it speaks of Kedusha. And point number three was taught in a braisa, Mevarachim Birchas Chasanim Basara Kol Shiva. We recite Sheva Brachas in the presence of 10 men all 7 days. Rav Yehuda said, V'hu Shabo Panim Chadashos. This is provided that new faces come to the meal. Rashi defines Panim Chadashos as those who are not there the previous day. All right, so now we go to our Simmer Daf Zayin, and a standard Simmon is a Kli Zayin, a weapon, and we use a gun for the Simmon, a gun. So here goes. The 10 men at the Chasam, the Almana and Alman, were waiting to do a 7-gun salute for the one-time recital of Sheva Brachas. After the Masada Kedushin recited the Birchas Erison, were invited to come be Panim Chadashos at another Sheva Brachas afterwards and shoot some more. Once again, in slow motion. The 10 minute of the chasna of the almana and alman who are waiting to do a 7-gun salute, gun salute, that must be on daf zayin, gun. The 10 minute of the chasna of the almana and alman who are waiting to do a 7-gun salute for the one-time recital of sheva brachas, which reminds us, we learned from Boaz and Rus, that sheva brachas are recited when an alman marries an almana. And then when Rav Huna said that when an almana marries an alman, she does not require sheva brachas, he meant, ein atuna bracha kol shiva, avo yom echad tuna bracha. She does not require sheva brachas for all 7 days, but she does require sheva brachas for the first day. So the 10 minute of the chasna of the almana and alman were waiting to do a 7-gun salute for the one-time recital of sheva brachos. After the Masada Kedushin recited the Birchas Erison, which reminds us, the Gemara gives a text for Birchas Erison and teaches that there's a machlokas on how to conclude the bracha, whether to end with v'hitulanu as nesuos ol yedei chupa v'kedushin, and permit us to those women who are nesuos through chupa and kedushin, and not with a concluding bracha, since it's like a bracha on fruit or a mitzvah, or to end it with the bracha of Mekadesh Yisrael, Ayde Chupa V'Kedushin, who sanctifies Yisrael through Chupa and Kedushin, since the bracha speaks of Kedusha. So, the 10 men of the Chasam, the Almana and Aman, were waiting to do a 7-gun salute for the one-time recital of Sheva Brachas. After the Masada Kedushin recited the Birchas Erison, were invited to come be Panim Chadashos at another Sheva Brachas afterwards, and shoot some more. Which reminds us, it was taught in a Brais Mevarchim Birchas Chasanim Basara Kol Shiva, we recite Sheva Brachas in the presence of 10 men all 7 days. Rav Yudah said, Behushabahu Panim Chadashos. This is provided that new faces come to the meal. Rashi defines Panim Chadashos as those who were not there the previous day. So once again, the 10 men at the Chasam, the Almana and Alman, we're waiting to do a 7-gun salute for the one-time recital of Sheva Brachas. After the Masada Kedushin recited the Birchas Erison, we're invited to come be Panim Chadashos at another Sheva Brachas afterwards and shoot some more. All right, so now it's time for 4 Blah Bah Chazara. Daf Gimel. So the Simur Daf Gimel is a Gamal, a camel. So here goes. The 3 judges who ruled that the get of the man who returned late because of a slow-walking camel, Gamal, that must be more in Daf Gimel. The 3 judges who ruled that the get of the man who returned late because of a slow-walking camel was valid because he was Makadish on the Daza of the Rabbanan, which reminds us, we learned that the Rabbanan decreed ain't onus begitten, that the fact that a husband was an onus and was not able to return in time does not make the get invalid. When the Gemara here asks, is there such a thing where Midiraisa, it is not a valid get, and yet out of concern for its nuos or prutzos, we permit a married woman to the world at large that she can marry someone else? It answers that the decree permits her to marry because called the Mekadosh Adai to Rabban Mekadosh, Vafkin Rabban Mekadosh Minei. Whoever's Mekadosh does so according to the will of the rabbis, and in this case, the rabbis uprooted his Kedushin. So the 3 judges who ruled that the get of the man who returned late because of a slow-walking camel was valid because he was Mekadosh on the Dasa the Rabbanan decided to start judging daily so that marriages may take place every night. Which reminds us of Shmuel Bar Yitzchak taught that if presently there are Batei Dinim in certain places that sit in judgment every day like they did before Ezra's Takana, then women could get married any day. When the Gemara questions how this could be permitted since the Rabban still required Shaktu, that preparations for the wedding should be at least 3 weekdays, it answers that this was referring to a case, the Tarachle, where he busied himself with preparations before Shabbos. So the 3 judges who ruled that the get of the man who returned late because of a slow-walking camel was valid because he was Mekadosh on the Dasa the Rabbanan decided to start judging daily so that marriages may take place every night. After they learned that the Rabban refused to abolish their Wednesday Takana because the government would eventually revoke the evil Hegmon decree, which reminds us, the Gemara concludes that the reason they did not abolish Wednesday chasnas, despite the decree that the Hegmon should have relations with the Basula first, is that a government decree will eventually be revoked, and therefore we do not abolish a Takana de Rabbanan in the face of a decree. Daf Dalad, so the Simur Daf Dalad is a door. So here goes. At the Monday night chasna where the chasn's deceased father was placed behind the kitchen door, that must mean we're in Daf Dalad, door. At the Monday night chasna where the chasn's deceased father was placed behind the kitchen door, which reminds us of Brisa and Dav Gimel Amud Beis taught that if there's some onus, then it's permitted to marry on Monday. One case is where one had prepared for the Suda, umeis aviv shel chasn or ima shel kala, and the father of the chasn or the mother of the kala died. We do not delay the wedding after the burial and period of avelos. Rather, a Brisa outlines the fine procedure, which begins with bringing the corpse into a room and the chasn and kala going to the chuppah. The Gemara explains that this is specifically the father of the chasn or the mother of the kala die, for there'll be no one to help prepare them. The father takes care of the preparation of the suda, and the mother helps with the adornments. If the mother of the chasn or the father of the kala die, they are buried immediately. So, at the Monday night chasna, where the chasn's deceased father was placed behind the kitchen door, next to buckets of meat, soaking in water, which reminds us, Rav and Bar Papa said in the name of Chista, Oshanu El Shanas Maim Al Gabi Basr, we were only taught that the burial is postponed and the wedding proceeds if the water was already placed on the meat to prepare it for cooking. Rashi explains that at that point it's no longer fit to be sold in the market, but if water has not been placed on the meat, then the burial and avelas begin immediately and the chasna is postponed. The Gemara explains that this halacha applies in places like Masa Machasya, which Rashi explains is bigger than a small village, where even that quantity of meat not placed in water could not be sold since there aren't so many buyers, but smaller than a large city where even meat soaked in water could still find buyers. So, at the Monday night chasna, where the chasna's deceased father was placed behind the kitchen door, next to buckets of meat soaking in water, a sefer on the chumras of mourning was set aside for the chasna, since people treat avelas more likely than the iser of nida. Which reminds us, the brisa regarding the chasna or kala in mourning taught that just as he sleeps among the men and she among the women, similarly, if one's wife became a nida and he had not had relations with her, he sleeps among the men and his wife sleeps among the women. Rashi explains that the halacha regarding the nida is only where they had never had relations. The Gemara will conclude that a restriction to avelas is treated more lightly by a person than a prohibition due to nida, since we would trust him in the case of Nida, but not in Avelis. Daf Hey. So the Simmer Daf Hey is Hey, a haystack. So here goes. The wedding guests at the Wednesday chasna sitting on bundles of hay. Bundles of hay? That must be on Daf Hey. The wedding guests at the Wednesday chasna sitting on bundles of hay and admiring the exotic fish tank next to the chuppah, which reminds us, the Gemara asks, must chasna have relations Wednesday night for fear of his cooling off if done earlier, or he can have relations earlier on Wednesday? And answers that he does not need to get married at night, for we learned that a basula marries on Wednesday and has relations Wednesday night, oil of a namrabo bracha ladogim, since the bracha of a fish was set on that day. An almana is married on Thursday and has relations Thursday night, since a bracha to Adam was said on that day. So we see from here that the reason for having relations Wednesday night is only because of the bracha and not out of concern for his cooling off. So the wedding guests at the Wednesday chasna sitting on bundles of hay and admiring the exotic fish tank next to the chuppah had their fingers in their ears when they overheard two guests chatting idly, which reminds us, Bar Kapara taught, Mishma Adam Davar She'inu Hagun Yaniach Etzbo Ba'aznav, that if a person hears something that is not proper, he should place his finger, which Rashi explains is tapered like a spike, in his ears. It was on the base midrash of Rabbi Shmuel, why is the entire ear hard while the lobe of the ear is soft? She'im Yishma Adam Davar She'inu Hagun Yaakov Al Yelasocha, that if a person hears something that is not proper, he'll be able to bend the lobe into his ear, blocking the sound. It was taught in a brisa, Al Yishma Adam La'aznav Dvarim Batelim Neshem Nichmas Chilo Le'Varim. A person should not allow his ears to hear idle talk because the ears are the first to burn of the limbs. So the wedding guests at the Wednesday chasna sitting on bundles of hay and admiring the exotic fish tank next to the chuppah had their fingers in their ears when they overheard two guests chatting idly about storing blood versus wounding. Which reminds the Gemara asks regarding having relations with the basula, Mal libo betchil b'Shabbos, what's the halacha regarding having relations for the first time on Shabbos? Dam mifkad pakid, is the blood stored in her body, which Rashi explains means that it's simply released when the hymen is broken and not absorbed in the body, in which case it's not wounding that's causing it to bleed. Oh, chabur mechabar, or is the bleeding a result of a wound, which Rashi explains occurs when the vaginal walls tear and bleed as they're separated from one another? The Gemara will bring two different versions of a series of questions that were asked to clarify the issue. Davav. So the Simmer Davav is a sword. So here goes. The Rav waving his sword of destruction. Sword? That must mean we're on Davav. The Rav waving his sword of destruction, defending his position that one can have relations with a basula on Shabbos since the chasin is makalkel, which reminds us, the Gemara in Hey Amud Beis asks, Mahu libo b'tchil b'Shabbos, what's the halacha regarding having relations for the first time on Shabbos with a basula? And the Gemara concludes that according to the view that Rav permits it, Rav holds like Rabbi Yehuda that davar she'im miskaven aser, an unintended act is aser, yet he permitted having relations with the basula on Shabbos, for whether one holds dam mipkad paki, the blood is stored in the body, or dam mechabur mechaber, the blood is the result of a wound, Rav permitted because it's mekalkel, he's acting destructively. And Rav holds like Rabbi Yehuda that davar she'im miskaven is mutter when it's destructive. So the Rav waving his sword of destruction, defending his position that one can have relations with the basula on Shabbos, since ochasin is mekalkel, pushes way through a tight entrance, despite dislodging pebbles. Which reminds us, Rav Chisda challenged Shmuel's opinion that was stated in the basement of Rav, that having relations for the first time on Shabbos is forbidden, from a mission in Nida, which stated that regarding a tinokas, if her time to reach the age of menstruation has arrived, but she has not yet had her period, and she gets married, Beis Hillel say, we give her until Motzei Shabbos for a total of 4 nights, which seems to imply that if he did not yet successfully have relations with her, he may have relations with her on Shabbos. Rava's second answer is that the Mishnah is referring to when he already had relations on the first night, and the Gemara explains that the Mishnah is coming to teach it's mutter to have relations on Shabbos, even though some bleeding might result. The Shmuel said, it's permitted to enter a tight opening on Shabbos, even though it causes pebbles to fall. Shmuel follows Rabbi Shimon's opinion that Davar Sheim Miskaven is mutter, an unintentional act is mutter. So the Rav waving his sword of destruction defending his position, that one can have relations with the Basu on Shabbos, since the Chassan is Makalkel, pushes way through a tight entrance despite dislodging pebbles, to inform a Chassan he's Patr from Krishma, even on Shabbos. Which reminds us of Yosef challenged Shmuel's opinion that it's forbidden to have relations for the first time on Shabbos from a Mishnah in Brachos that stated, Chasim Patim Mekriyashma Laila Harishon Ad Motzei Shabbos. A Chasim is marrying a Basula is Patim from Kriyashma from the first night of marriage until Motzei Shabbos, if he didn't do the act of having relations. Now this implies that this exemption applies even on Friday night based on the fact he's preoccupied because he wants to have relations with her and is not sure whether his Bia will be successful. We see from here that one may have relations for the first time with the Basula on Shabbos. Abai's defense that he's not permitted to have relations, and the reason for the exemption is Mishum Tirda, that he's preoccupied with his previous failure to have completed the act on previous nights, is refuted. All right, now it's time to conclude the pop quiz of 10 questions. Number 1. Which daf do we learn that there's a malchus on how to end the Birchas Arison? That's on daf Zion. Good. Number 2. Which daf do we learn if one hears something improper, he should put his fingers in his ears or pull his lobes up to cover his ears? That's on daf Hey, good. Number 3. Which daf do we learn that Rav holds that it is mutter to have relations with the Basul for the first time on Shabbos because he holds Davar Sheinu Miskaven that's destructive is mutter? That's on daf Vav. Good. Number 4. Which daf do we learn it's not a problem for the Rabban to validate a get because Kol the Mekadesh had died to the Rabban Mekadesh? That's on daf Gimel. Good. Number 5. Which definitely when the Rav Yosef said that the fact that Chassan is Patur from Kriyashma even on Shabbos because he's preoccupied with the mitzvah Abiyah, it proves that one can have relations with the Basua on Shabbos. That's on Daf Vav. Good. Number 6. Which definitely in the one case when a Chassan is on a Monday is when the father of the Chassan or mother of the Kala died. That's on Daf Dalad. Good. Number 7. Which of them when the person who had relations with the Basula can continue to do so on Shabbos since it's like a pierce of the chukah, a tight opening which one can enter on Shabbos despite dislodging pebbles? That's on Daf Vav. Good. Number 8. Which of them when the Basula has relations on Wednesday night because of the bracha for Dagim and on Almana on Thursday night because of the bracha for Adam? That's on Daf Hey. Good. Number 9. Which daf do we learn that Sheva Brachos are recited all 7 nights in the presence of 10 men, provided that there are panim chadashos? That's on daf Zion. Good. And number 10. Which daf do we learn the Sheva, whether one should have relations with the first time on Shabbos is based on the question of whether the blood is stored or results from a wound? That's on daf Hey, excellent. That concludes today's shir. This is Rabbi Avram Goldhoff, and Zichu wishing you a great day and great learning.